AK4FTU. Dave, what's going on? AK4FTU mobile monitoring.
For FTU, KO4HX. Good afternoon.
Doing all right. I'm in a jam on 85. Imagine that. Between Woodruff Road and 14.
We're your way back into work now.
That is.
You can get there and you won't be late.
Need the people to learn how to drive, not being so dang impatient.
Attention to what you're doing.
I got a frantic phone call from my daughter who lives in Buford. She was in an accident. Somebody hit the side of her vehicle and kept going.
A lot of that down here on the radio, hit and runs. I guess there's a lot of people driving without insurance down here.
A successful day today.
Had a really productive day, actually. That's why I'm, one reason I'm out so late is my last stop turned into a big stop.
Yeah, we need small businesses to do well.
That's for sure. That is the backbone of this economy, but most people want to take advantage of them.
I want to take of them is their availability. They're a lot more available than a lot of the big companies.
Especially when you have a problem with something.
Big companies have lost sight of their customer service, and they can't understand why people don't like them.
That's the big thing for me is the customer service part of it. That's really the big part of my business.
I've always thought and believed if you take care of the customer, they'll take care of you.
That's my mentality also. But I tell you, this younger generation, they're not about service. All they want it for is as cheap as they can get it. And then they don't worry about service until they have a problem. And then they're like, oh, why can't I get this done?
Like I used to tell guys, Craftsman tools are good tools, but it's hard to take time off from work to go get a replacement, whereas a tool truck comes by, you know when they're coming by and they'll replace it. That's part of why you pay a little more. Quality's better, but that's part of why you pay a little more for the name brand tools.
And they come to you, and you get to make payments on your tools instead of having to pay for it all at one time, because some of these are getting mighty expensive.
And you get into the diagnostic stuff, that can, told somebody, to be a good mechanic, now you got to have $70,000, $80,000 of tools.
And that, to be honest, it depends on if you're only working on one line of car or not.
The tools, I wasn't even thinking about the electronic stuff, just a basic reader and all the tools you got to work on.
Get done for that then, but once you start getting any kind of specialty tools at all, you can forget it. I mean, you're going to spend $100,000 plus.
You mobile for ID. Yeah. I'm looking at a truckload of Toyotas headed north. I don't know where they're headed to, but they're headed north. Brand new one.
Quote of, I missed that part. Cut out right there.
Toyota vehicles, brand new ones.
Get some anyway.
For them that I had a Nissan, wasn't on another new Nissan.
I'm with you there. I've not had good experience with Nissan.
Up until the last vehicle I bought, which I bought it used and wished I'd done. I'm continuously kicking myself in the rear end for not doing better research on that particular vehicle, but I've got two of them with over 300,000 miles. And so I thought, well, they seem to be all right, but I wished I'd done better research. Won't own a Murano or anything else with a CVT from Nissan.
On a CVT? CVT in any manufacturer, except for maybe Yamaha or Honda. Side-by-side or four-wheeler, that's about all they're good for.
Little cars, that's about like you said, but not something that weighs 2 tons.
I was working for Ford when they come out with the CVT. Oh, man, that thing was a pile. Constantly dealing with problems. And then they followed it up with the little five-speed automatic that I can't remember what they call that thing now. It was a three-speed manual transmission stacked on top of one another. They shifted itself automatically.
I saw where Koenigsegg come out with a 9-speed automatic that will electronically let you shift it like a 6-speed manual.
Transmissions have advanced leaps and bounds in the last few years, where they're adding all the extra gears so they can keep a more constant RPM in the torque band better, so you get better performance out of it. So that stuff's come a long ways. But it's so reliant on electronics that if you get one little issue, it's a big issue.
The thing with the Nissan is you can't get parts. They're the only ones that supply the transmissions, and I had one put in a Murano, and it didn't even last 35,000 miles.
I have a Nissan dealership in my rally anymore, but I think they went to where they won't even work on them. They just R&R them and send them back to the manufacturer.
Can't find parts for the darn things. Only people that have parts is the manufacturer. They told me to put another one in this Murano. It was going to be $6,000. I said, not happening.
For ACX. Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, the last good year of a Nissan, I say good, fairly decent year, was 2006. After that, they went to crap. I told somebody, I said, why in the world would you put a CVT behind the engine that they put in the Z cars in something that weighs 2 tons? That just does not make any dang sense.
Man, those CVTs, it's like a roll of the dice. You either got a good one or a bad one, and there was no in-between.
But I had the reman transmission put in. Thankfully, it didn't come out of my pocket. It was an extended warranty deal. It was still $3,000, but transmission shop lady there working the desk says, I've got a 2016 here with 30,000 miles on it that's doing the same thing yours is doing.
Ford come out with that CVT and the old Taurus right around, I think it was 04, 03, 04, somewhere right in there. And man, that thing was a pile of junk. It was constantly tore up. These bridges up here on 25 are going to fall one day. They got so many holes in them.
Well, our roads are so crappy because they did away with all the weigh stations. They're not keeping up with how much weight is put on the vehicles. The only time they get pulled over is when state transport police decides, oh, we need to pull a spot check on them.
Didn't know that, but I can see it, because I see a lot of these trucks, and I gotta wonder, man, are they overweight or what? Especially the dump trucks.
They were loaded before it ever puts the first piece in it, and that's a trash truck.
Pretty heavy.
The guys I work with got hit on 85 by one, and the company that owned it didn't. Just paid out. They didn't even try to fight because they knew that they were already overloaded.
Actually, pretty easy to overload one of these trucks. People don't realize how much stuff weighs and how quick you can hit that weight limit.
Thank you, Mobile. Yeah, me and a couple of guys at work talking about all these youngsters jacking the front end of their trucks up and lowering the rear end to give it to Carolina Squad. Told him, I said, yeah, I used to do that too, but when I did it, I had a reason that it was squatted in the rear and the headlights were pointed to the sky. I had put too much in it. It wasn't that I was just riding around that way.
If you mean they outlawed that up in North Carolina, they can only have so much rake to it now. I think that's, 3 inches of difference, if that? I can't remember exactly what the spec was.
South Carolina, too, but that would mean somebody would have to enforce it.
Disrespect these guys get it, those guys get it anymore. I don't know that I'd worry about it either. Let me get all legal. KJ4CTD mobile.
Frederick, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform.
I mean, you're not supposed to do the Carolina squad? I mean, that just makes, no sense. I mean, I think it's stupid. How you'd want to do it, because you can't see nothing.
When you do it, if it's night time, you're blinding everybody coming towards you because your headlights are pointed in their eyeballs or above them.
The fact of, have you ever seen them come off, off the traffic light line when they floor it? Oh, that just scares me.
More money, or think they have more money than they need, and than they have brains or sense. Get his money. You got that right. Yeah, like I said, I've done it a time or two, but it wasn't intentional. It was, oh crap. I gotta get this home and get it unloaded.
Hey guys, I'm gonna have to jump. I'm crossing the state line now, so y'all have a good afternoon. Richard, I hope you get out of your traffic jam and get to work without any more issues. And I can't remember the other one. I think it's either Simon or Tyler. I can't remember which. You have a good evening also, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Neither of you have a good trip. That's Wyatt, KJ4CTD Mobile.
Keep up there, Richard. We'll talk to you later, KJ4FTU.
The name again.
Mine's the same as the guy that just crossed the state line, Richard.
Are you stationary or are you mobile?
Oh, I'm mobile at about 25 mile an hour on 85 northbound, just past Pelham Road.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. I won't tell you where I'm at then because, I have like no traffic. I'm on 11.
At work out there that live over in Pickens, and that's how they get to and from work, is they come across that way rather than deal with the traffic through Greenville and Easley.
Yeah, a run over to Clemson. I'm basically up at Landrum, so it's not that big of a deal to get on 11. But even when I go to my day job, which is at Donaldson, I just don't go 85 anymore, especially not at rush hour. That is just asking for a world of hurt.
Because there's no direct route other than 85 for me, unless I want to deal with all the red lights on 29, and I really don't want to deal with all the stop and go on 29.
Anderson?
I work at BMW, and I live towards Anderson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm actually in a great place if I ever worked at BMW, because I just, hop on 101 and go.
People live up that direction. Matter of fact, one of the guys I work with lives up at Campabella, so he doesn't have to get on 85 normally either.
Campabella's just around the corner from me. I'm actually just a little south of 11, but, you walk across the street, it's like Landrum. I actually have a GER address, so, it's all up there.
That area's growing. It could be like a lot of other areas of the upstate could be traffic jams up there, too, if the municipalities don't pay attention and where they're planning, KK4FTU Mobile.
That problem on 101. That's the traffic light from HELL Hockey Sticks. And it's a mess. I try not to go through there anywhere near a rush hour point because it is just snarl city. KJ4CTD Mobile.
I had a nephew that got married up off of 14, the old red barn or something like that. KK4FTU Mobile.
Campbell's Bridge, was it?
Probably about 6 miles north of 29 on 14.
Think about where that could be, because I'm spitting distance to Campbell's Bridge. I have no idea what that is.
Far from the northern part of Gap Creek Road.
I don't think of that's around there is Washington Baptist, but I don't know of any red barns there.
It's a venue that people rent out and decorate, and that's where him and his wife ended up getting married at. Did a bunch of decorating to it. Matter of fact, my brother-in-law had to cut the darn field so the cars wouldn't get lost when they were parking KK4FTU Mobile.
I'll have to look. Not today. I'm exhausted. It's quitting time like a couple hours ago.
The name of it was the Dutch Red Barn or something like that, but it's half a mile maybe off of 14.
Up now, because I'm drawing a blank. Maybe that's where they put the Dollar General.
A couple of us that have ideas about Dollar Generals. Somebody pours water on an anthill and up pops a Dollar General.
I passed one right there at 11 and 25 on my way home.
Miles of my house, I can count about 6 different Dollar Generals, KK4FTU Mobile.
Count at least 3 KJ4CTD Mobile. They pop up like Mickey D's used to.
Pop up faster and more frequent.
In the neck of the woods, we're trying to stop all that stupid kind of development. We don't want the zero lot line homes. We don't want a Dollar General on every corner. There's just too much traffic already, and a lot of the roads up here are the old 8-foot lane roads, 2-lane, 8-foot wide lanes, and it can't support this level of traffic they want to put out here.
Greenville County screwed up and ended up costing them out the wazoo to even try to alleviate a little bit of it when they allowed what happened on Woodruff Road to happen. They ended up having to spend a bunch of money to buy up property so that they could have better easements.
Back in the day, because I've lived here most of my life, that, Woodruff Road, it used to just be a little two-lane road, and there was nothing out there except for Maravan Center. That was the only thing that was back there back in the 80s. And then they built all that stuff, and, there was a cutout every 20 feet. And, I'm after having gone out west for Midwest for a little while, I got to thinking, it'd be so much better if they had put in interior roads and just said, nope, you can only go in at traffic lights.
I am destinated, and I need to get in to work. So you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later, KK4FTU Mobile Clear, on your final.
Good talking to you, KJ4CTD. You have a good evening at work.
Go back out there.